I'm going to be taking a well-earned break for the...
We are going to open up the lines to take...
The lines will be open. Call Del Zadford between 10 and 11 tonight.
For the latest on these interviews, programs, and more, tune into Satellite Radio World Space Channel 603. CII, the world is listening. Are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The French Connection. Back to the midweek schedule after Ramadan. I hope everybody is ready for some truth telling for this next hour. We have no guests. We are going to open up the lines to take callers. I will give you out that number in a couple of minutes, but before we even start with the callers, I would like to talk to the audience about a lot of things, many things. I've tried to explain to you the seriousness of the world's financial situation and how we got to this place. Fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the verge of a catastrophe worldwide. There is no place on earth that will not be, that will go untouched by this calamity. It is an engineered calamity. It has happened by the forces of criminal Zionism, allowing laws to be changed in the 1990s, giving themselves the right to trade out of hedge funds and derivative markets, as well as to issue loans to housing that were not under the old law regime legal. They've done the same thing in Britain. They've done it in France. They've done it across Europe. Spain is a big victim of this. America, a huge victim. And what has happened from that is that the American dollar is now being bled to death. It will be dying a rather unceremonious death in the next 3 to 6 months. Today they just allowed a $850 billion bailout package, which is the basically the same criminals who destroyed the financial system are receiving a pension or a stipend for their crimes. Counterparty banks that are going to receive money are in Europe as well as America. Goldman Sachs has got money coming to them from this bailout. The people who engineered this whole mess that we face are getting money for the mess they created. And South Africa's treasury holds dollars, as does every major country in the world. You are a buyer, a net buyer of American treasury debt on the world markets, as are other countries around the world, almost every country. And by and large, ladies and gentlemen, your corporations are completely owned by American and European interests. I'll give you an example of that ownership. One of your largest gold firms, DRD Gold, is owned by 85% owned by Europe and America, 65% by the United States. The number one stockholder is the Bank of New York of that company. Someone on the previous show mentioned, did they believe that corporates would be running things? They have never stopped running things. Your country is a corporate-controlled government. It has always been, and it will always be, whether it was apartheid that was doing it or not apartheid. It is a corporate-controlled government under the auspices of criminal Zionist controllers, such as Harry Oppenheimer and others. This is a fact of life that all of you must begin to come to grips with, that everything that happens in your political scene is just little men running around a chessboard making believe they know what's going on, and the fact of the matter is they don't have 1 ounce of power that is not allowed to them from people on high. And if they were to do anything that went against their controlling interests, they would be immediately and summarily dismissed from their position as leader. Robert Mugabe is in power by edict and by control of this group. They want Zimbabwe's population to be dispersed and destroyed, its farming regions to be destroyed so that new mining interests and new mining discoveries can be made in that area without farming. They did the exact same thing 100 years ago with the Boers, kicking them off land so that they could turn the country into a cesspit of poverty and then force everybody who was still living in South Africa into the mines. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to stop looking at what goes on around you in the media and understand that the real game is far and away more clear once you know who's doing it. It's the same people in America as in Europe, as in South Africa, as in Japan, as in Australia. You know, you have to just understand that the share breakdown. Let's do this. The share breakdown of that company, DRD, I have it in front of me. People who hold over 100,000 shares in that company, there's 56 of them, 100,000 shares or more, they represent 95% of the company. So 5% of the company goes to everyone else. Okay? Now you have to understand who the people that own all the company are. Bank of New York, 77%. The Chess Depository nominees, whoever they are, 4%. Clearstream Banking, a Zionist-controlled bank in Luxembourg, J.P. Morgan Chase. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that if you think that Anglo gold in your country is owned by South Africans, it's a farce. And not only that, the amount of monies that come out of the grounds of South Africa and come out of your economy and that never go into the coffers of taxes is a joke. That's why you can't finance schools. You know, those mines that you control, that are controlled by these interests, will never pay you any fair tax on the things they extract, ever. They never have, they never will. And whether it's an apartheid government, the ANC, Zuma, it does not matter who they put in charge. Bank of New York's principals will still control it. Comes back to Rothschild, Warburg, Oppenheimer, and Goldman, and Sachs, and the Kahns, and the Brothmans. The same people in the United States. They control everything in our world. I have the proof. The proof is on IamTheWitness.com. I have the books written by scholars over the last 100 years about these very facts. I've brought on people that will explain this to you, and these are factual, historic incidences that I have been discussing with you just now. And unless people stop looking at the forest from inside the forest, and are able to see the clearing beyond where the real facts lie, where the truth is, they're going to be mired in, well, this guy's a good guy and that guy's a bad guy. Take a look at this Obama-McCain thing. Both of them are declaring their fealty to Israel openly. Sarah Palin's mother is Jewish. She claims to be a Presbyterian, but the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, she was born Jewish, she's Jewish. And the fact is, she's also probably what we would call a crypto-Zionist Jew. And this is the situation. Now, does that mean all Jews are involved in this? I have to say this every program. No. The fact of the matter is not every one of them is. And in fact, the majority of Jews in this world are not aware of the depth of this crime wave, as well as most of the population. That's why they're able to get away with this, because, you know, people are of goodwill in most instances, and they usually act out of self-interest or act out of what they believe is best interest. Self-interest and best interest aren't always the same, but, you know, altruism is not dead in the Jewish community or the Muslim community or the Christian community. Basically, people make decisions in this world based upon what they believe is the best thing for themselves and those around them. Well, when you've got liars explaining the world to you, they make you believe that the best thing in your best interest and those around you are their interests. That they did exactly that with this bailout. If we don't bail this country out with this $850 billion package, then we're all going to descend into martial law and have terrible problems. There's going to be the big depression, blah, blah, blah. What they fed America was that if we don't let us steal the public purse today, then everything is going to go to a pile of dung, and it's going to be a big mess. Simple fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is that it was just the largest theft in human history, is what just took place in America. And it spelled the end of the United States. America is no longer a solvent nation. It is absolutely 100% bankrupt. And I know there are those of you out there who believe that leadership from America has been one of the main problems of the world. I agree. But Americans have not been in charge of their government, nor are the South Africans in charge of theirs, nor are the French in charge of theirs. And until we start coming to grips with the facts as they are on the ground, we're not going to be able to depose these people from the positions of power that they have stolen from their publics. We're heading into a terrible, terrible calamity. I have described it to you, I have warned you of it, and I am warning you once again, it is more dire now than it has ever been. The world is descending into a pile of painful events, of disastrous outcomes, of poverty and pestilence and sickness, based upon the fact that there will not be enough money for people to get the goods and services they need to survive. And we are going to see hunger and terrible problems worldwide. And the African continent and Europe and Asia and America are all included in this equation. And it's just on our doorstep. And if you believe that your local politics are as important as they are, wait till you see the tidal wave, the tsunami wave coming from across the ocean that envelops the entire African continent. Because most of the poorest of our world come from that continent, and they are going to be victims first. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, they already are. Many people can't eat and feed themselves today because of the jump in commodity prices caused by the early part of this crisis, of this financial theft. This is being engineered. When the dust settles several years from now, there'll be a different financial system, but the only thing that will have changed is that the people in control will now have total control. There will be no more private guns in people's hands to fight back against them. There will be no more, there'll be people on vaccines that poison them. They'll be forced into not having children by inoculation, and they will become sterilized through inoculation. There will be diseases to mitigate population growth so that they can kill off certain numbers of people. There will be problems that you will not be able to stop these people from committing, and there will be... Excuse me. No dissident voices left. None. There will be no one left to talk about these problems. There will be nobody here to fight for the truth. That's where we're heading. You know, I wanted to bring this up, and I asked the management of CII if I was able to do this, but I'm going to do it. Since I started this, I have never had pay. I've never been paid for this. And in the beginnings of my broadcasting for American radio, I did a free program for 3-4 years now. And this is my first couple of months with you folks at CII. But I have no income coming in here. And we've had a couple of people who have been generous over the months and years that kept my internet going and my phone calls going and my help going financially. But I can't do this on my own. I just don't have the resources. There's no advertising on my site, and I receive no salary from this radio station CII, and I need listener help. And if you have the wherewithal to send me any amount of money through PayPal or otherwise, I would appreciate it because, you know, once my voice gets silenced, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is absolutely going to be dead, and I can promise you that. Take a look at the things I've said. Go back into my archives and listen back last year on IamTheWitness.com. to my financial programs that I did in October, November, and December, even January. I absolutely 100% described this crisis to a letter. Why? Because I knew what these people were doing. I have known. I've always known. And my job has been to try to explain it to the people around me, and more often than not, they turned around and laughed at me. Well, they're not laughing now. I had a guy who I told about this crisis at my local car dealership where my wife and I get our tires fixed and the car repaired. I told him 2 years ago this was on its way. I told him that there would be terrible problems. I told him that he would probably not have a job here anymore and that he would be having trouble getting through life. And he looked at me and he literally burst out laughing and said, you are out of your mind. A year ago, this was 2 years ago, a year ago I told him again that this was coming, and he even stopped me before I got it out of my mouth and didn't want to hear it because he thought it was nonsense. The dealership that he works for was closed last week. I saw him at the local store, and I asked him what he thought now, and he said, how did you know? How did you know? And I said, is it important how I knew? What's important is why didn't you listen to me? What was it that I said to you that you, the reason why you couldn't hear me? And he said, it just sounded too unbelievable for me to comprehend. Now, that was a terrible response in my view, because what it said to me was that this guy didn't have enough self-respect to take a look at the facts as I presented them, or even give me an opportunity to present them. But you know something? He is indicative of people at large, worldwide. Most people do not want to be taken out of their comfort zone with the truth. Oh, don't tell me that. I don't want to feel those feelings that you bring up in me when you start talking about these facts. I don't want to feel that. It upsets me. It worries me. I won't be able to sleep tonight. I can't. So instead, they make believe that these problems are not on their doorstep until it's too late for them to act in any way. And if you think people don't die at this, 30 million died at the hands of Stalin during the starvation. This was a Zionist Jewish-led revolution through communism. Communism is a Zionist Jewish movement. 100%. 60 million died in China under the same group of criminal Zionist communists under Mao. Okay, the Great Depression killed tens and tens and tens of thousands, tens of millions in the United States. They didn't keep records on how many people starved during the Depression. The two world wars, ladies and gentlemen, combined killed 70, 80 million. Both wars were started by Zionist Jews. Listen to what the Balfour documents are talked about by Benjamin Friedman on my website. The man was there during the signing of the Versailles Treaty in outside of Paris. He told of the whole conspiracy of World War I, and he also said that they planned World War II. Learn about the 1930s, how the Jews declared war on Germany, and how they actually financed Hitler to build a new war machine, where he went out and got international capital to build armament factories so that he could attack the West and, of course, ultimately be destroyed, destroying the German public, destroying the French public. And who comes in behind all this mess they created but the same criminal bankers to take further control of Europe and America? It's exactly what happened, and 140, 150 million people died in the last century. And that's peanuts compared to what they got planned for this one. And if you don't think it's coming to your neighborhood, you're wrong. It's already in your neighborhood. Go to see the prices of commodities. If you buy corn for your animals, or you buy wheat to make your bread, or if you buy fuel for your vehicle, you already are seeing it happen. And now that the Americans are fully lost, you're really going to see these problems ramp up. I live this stuff, and I don't want to live my life like this. I don't. Doing this is never been a pleasure for me, not even a little bit. I don't enjoy it. I do enjoy some of the people I get to meet through it, but never have I enjoyed doing this. I have so many other wonderful things I'd like to be doing with my life than to have to expose criminal evil. And so many people want us to vilify Christianity or Islam or Jews even. And it's not about Judaism or Christianity or Islam. It's about criminals from a single group who have taken control of the leadership role of our planet and have dastardly and terrible things planned for us all. And they all happen to be from an Ashkenazi Zionist Jewish background. Now, that's not to say all Ashkenazi Jews are involved at the level of crime. But certainly, many of them in that community do know. And if you have people in your nation, wherever you are, that have Jewish roots and any ties to Israel, they should be suspected of being in league with Zionist crime. If you have people at the top levels of any corporate structure or government structure, and they hold positive feelings toward the country of Israel, you should look at them askew and suspect them of having further participation in this crime wave. You know, we don't shoot from the hip at the French Connection. What we do, rather, is look at these facts, bring them to under the light of day, and make ourselves clear that the things we discover about people are valid. You don't go out and attack human beings regardless of religion or race, color, creed, or national origin just because they are from Israel or from another place. But what you do is, if all the crimes are being committed by a group, they certainly should be looked at very closely. And then if there are links to the crime gang, you should be very suspicious. This should lead you to doing further investigation. This is how it is done, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the fact that I read off those banks, Bank of New York, Clearstream Bank of Luxembourg, J.P. Morgan, these are Jewish Zionist banks, all of them. That gold company is owned and operated by them. Same with Anglo. Same with all your major bank companies, including the Rand Corporation, including anything that has ever developed out of South Africa. And many people, like this gentleman that was on the last program, believe that the local politicians have any say in the real issues. No, they can make minor decisions on the ground, but when it comes down to who gets what and where, not a word can be said. And that's why the housing crisis has never been solved there, because the people who steal the money out of South Africa and put it into their bank accounts would never allow the amount of money necessary to revitalize the housing system in your country. And, of course, there is no interest that they have in fighting crime. Keeping crime at levels that they are right now benefits them, because from the nonsense that happens on the streets, they get to use more draconian measures against the public. There is no constitutional rights when everybody's sitting afraid. People give up their rights, their civil liberties, when they're afraid. So keeping the people of South Africa and other places around the world fearful is the way that they keep control of you. Stop being afraid. I'm not afraid of these people, in spite of knowing that I might be put out by them, dead, killed out by them. I'm not afraid. Fear doesn't work on our behalf, ladies and gentlemen. It destroys us. We have to be forthright and strong and courageous, because that's the kind of human being that is going to make a difference in this world. Now, I did say that I would open up the phone lines, and I have opened them up. I hope somebody does give me a call here. I don't know how many people are out there in the audience listening to this broadcast as we speak, but it is my hope that someone does have a text message or a call for me. I don't know how many of you are listening. I keep getting numbers that it's the hundreds of thousands and so forth, and you know, I never have received a single email from South Africa, which tells me volumes about how interested people are. At smith@iamthewitness.com, S-M-I-T-H @iamthewitness.com. Send me an email. I don't get them from you guys. I'm wondering if South Africa doesn't allow it. Maybe they block you. Who knows? But, you know, I don't know. When you know what's going on, and then you hear people have these simplistic views of stuff, you start to realize that you have a lot of work to do. The number to call me here on radio is 00-27-11-494-7007. And if you're calling from in South Africa, it's 027-11-494-7007, I think. No, I don't think the 27 comes there. I think it's 011. No 27 for in country. That 27-0027 is for people outside the country, so, because your country code is 27. Anyway, you know, during Ramadan, the numbers for my South African audience went down, but my numbers in the United States and Europe have remained solid, and we are receiving between 15,000 and 20,000 people a day at the website. Some days more, some days less, but on average, those are our numbers. And certainly that is a wonderful amount of traffic to be coming to the website. However, it's certainly not going to get anything different changed or moved around on this earth with those kind of numbers. We need numbers that are in the hundreds of thousands, the millions. We need this to be a movement of grassroots public who are outraged when they find the facts out on my website and others. You know, I'm not the only one fighting this fight. There's a guest I had, John Kaminsky. You can go to his website, johnkaminsky.net. There is a site called Voltaire here in France, if you're a French speaker. There are so many sites that tell the truth out there, ladies and gentlemen, and I do not have a monopoly on the truth. But what I do have is probably the most extensive research done on this subject on the Internet. Now, I use historic facts to bring this stuff to you all, but the simple truth is, 15,000 to 20,000 people in a day, while it sounds like a lot of people, it certainly isn't. It's certainly not what we need. And when you find out that almost none of them help me out to keep this message going, it really becomes a shocker. It really becomes a shocker. There are some people who always give me a couple of bucks, and then there's some people that I've never heard from. Now, I know the numbers are there, and I wonder at times what I'm going to do from month to month. You know, I made a decision on my own to live way out in the middle of nowhere. But there is a downside to living out in the middle of nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. That means there is no way to make any money here. None. I've got a farm where I can grow my own vegetables, which I'm lucky, and I feel blessed that I could do that. But, you know, as the price of gasoline and fuel oils have gone up, my gas bill to go over to the store, traveling 40, 50 kilometers, 60 kilometers, just to go to a local